welcome to Lead a Life You Can Love, where we explore all the ways that you can lead a fulfilling life and career that you can be in love with. I'm your host, Jamie Smith, and I'm excited to chat with you today about how to find fulfillment in the work that you do beyond the paycheck. We spend a whole lot of our lives working for that paycheck, so we might as well do our best to do work that we enjoy, right? I think so. So let's get into it. How satisfied we are with our jobs and how much fulfillment we find in them has a direct impact on how satisfied and happy we are in our lives as a whole. Research has consistently shown a direct correlation between those two things, job satisfaction and life satisfaction. And on the flip side, not being happy with the work you're doing causes you to be more stressed out. It affects your well-being in a negative way. It permeates into your relationships, your health, and your overall life satisfaction. So many of us are just working to get the paycheck, whether we love or hate the job. And it's understandable. I mean, we do have to make a living. We got bills to pay. I get it. But there is so much to be said about getting that paycheck doing something you actually enjoy. Life is short. And if we spend our whole lives working at a job that we dread waking up to and going to every day, what kind of life is that? We spend too much of our lives at work to spend all of it hating what we do. And how happy or miserable we are with our jobs leaks into all the other areas of our lives, our home life, our relationships with our friends and family, how well we do or don't take care of ourselves. And I speak from experience. I used to have a job for a really long time that I did enjoy, but it definitely consumed my life and made me neglect my family, my friends, my self-care, all of those things, my hobbies and what I did for fun. But anywho, it's important, at least in my opinion, it is important that the work that you're doing is providing some level of life satisfaction for you, because again, that does tend to leak out into all the areas of your life, and you want that leaking to be positive, not negative stuff leaking out. So, and I want to say, I don't think it's realistic for everyone to find a job that they just can't wait to get to every day. I think there is something to be said for finding fulfillment outside of your job. One of the mistakes I think is made all too often is that people rely on their jobs alone to give them meaning or fulfillment in life, and your job shouldn't be solely responsible for that. You're responsible for that. You create your level of satisfaction in life by how you spend your time and energy in all areas of your life, not just what you do for a paycheck. And so for me personally, now that I'm doing work that I find so much more fulfilling than the work that I was doing before, so much more meaningful, I enjoy it on so many different levels, more than the work I was doing before. And this has positively impacted every area of my life. But anywho, I really think that we need to get better at looking at what we do outside of work to find fulfillment in life. What are we passionate about that has nothing to do with our jobs? What hobbies are we prioritizing in our lives that we enjoy? How are we, you know, giving back in our communities or being of service in some way? This brings so much meaning to life and is so fulfilling. There is just so much to be said for working towards creating more balance in your life. Call it work-life balance if you want, but I don't believe in work-life balance. Work is just one part of life. So I like to just call it life balance, or work-life harmony is even better, or work-life integration. But achieving this job satisfaction and life satisfaction involves finding a nice balance between work and all the other areas of your life. Pursuing professional success is definitely important, but it's equally important to prioritize your relationships, your health, your hobbies, and what you do for fun or what you do to find joy outside of work. Finding harmony between work and life allows you to recharge, to nurture the meaningful relationships in your life, and to pursue activities that bring joy and fulfillment to your life outside of work. But aside from looking for ways to find joy and fulfillment outside of our jobs, I want to spend most of this episode today talking with you on how you can find more fulfillment in your career. When it comes to your job satisfaction, there are two kinds of rewards that play pretty significant roles in your level of satisfaction. And those rewards are intrinsic and extrinsic rewards. Extrinsic rewards are things like your paycheck, how much you make, whether or not you get bonuses, benefits, the opportunity to be promoted and get the fancy title or the fancy office, awards being given to you, recognition for what you do. When you think extrinsic, think tangible ways of motivating others or motivating yourself. Intrinsic rewards are things like how much you just enjoy certain aspects of your job that have nothing to do with being rated on your performance. It's things like how much autonomy you feel you have, or whether or not you feel like you serve some greater purpose, like you're contributing to something bigger than yourself. When you think intrinsic, think internal. These kinds of rewards come from an inherent satisfaction in the work itself. It's when you experience feelings like accomplishment, when you feel like you're experiencing growth. And again, just serving a purpose, one that you're aligned with. And when I say aligned, I mean aligned with your beliefs, your values, your aspirations in life. Extrinsic rewards come from the company or the boss. Intrinsic rewards come from you as the individual. So both are important and needed, but it's finding a job that has a nice, healthy balance of both kind of rewards. That's where the good stuff's really at. Because again, we have bills to pay, and it's nice to get bonuses and receive awards for your contribution, but it's the intrinsic rewards that are going to keep you committed and engaged for the long haul. So how can you create more intrinsic rewards for yourself? Because remember, it's an inside job. You could seek out opportunities for growth. If personal growth and achieving a feeling of accomplishment is part of what intrinsic rewards are all about, then you need to be engaging in activities that push you outside of your comfort zone, that challenge you in some way, that give you that feeling of accomplishment where you just can't help but pat yourself on the back for a job well done. For me, recently, this was me building my new website. I definitely patted myself on the back for that. I had built my previous website as well, but it was time for an upgrade. I switched to a new website builder and had to learn an entirely new program. It took me over a month to build it, and it took asking customer support lots of questions along the way. But when I was done, I felt so accomplished. I'm proud of my website. Now, would it have been easier for me to just pay someone else to do it for me? Sure. But I happen to enjoy writing. I enjoy making things pretty, and I'm not afraid of a good challenge. And this challenging project of mine that's now complete was so rewarding a job to do. That intrinsic reward is totally there. Shameless plug alert. Now, everyone go check out my new website, jamiesmithcoaching.com, and send me a note on the Contact Me page and let me know what you think. Or if you ever have any suggestions for what you'd like to hear me talk about on this podcast, you can send those suggestions in on that contact page as well. I would love to hear from you. Another way that I seek opportunities for growth as a business owner and solopreneur in my life coaching business is by seeking out additional certifications and ways of educating myself further in my industry. Gaining my ACC credential with the ICF was extremely rewarding because of the amount of work I had to put in to earn that. Talk about intrinsic reward there. And now I'm working towards my next credential, and after that, I'll work towards another one. I think it's so important for you as an individual to take your personal or career growth into your own hands and go after ways you can continue to level up in what you do. And it's important for leaders to also create these opportunities for growth within an organization or to provide opportunities for employees to further develop their skills. I think taking initiative is definitely a really important thing, but it should also be something that's encouraged from the top. This mentality of continuous growth being something that's important. It's also important for leaders to recognize and celebrate employees' growth, their achievements, contributions, because this is just going to enhance this culture of appreciation and it reinforces this kind of engagement. But as an entrepreneur, you are the leader. You are your own boss. So it's super important in order for you to stay motivated and to stay excited and engaged with the work that you do, to continue learning, sharpening the knife, seeking opportunities for growth in your industry or area of expertise. I guarantee no matter what you do, there are ways out there to learn to be even better at it. And investing in yourself is the best investment you could make. So now I want to get into how to find a job that fulfills you. And I want to first reiterate that not everyone does have a job or will find a job that is super fulfilling for them. Some people do just work for the paycheck and they're not willing to give that up. Maybe they are okay with that. My hope is that those people do a great job of doing things outside of work, though, that provide real substance in their life, meaning, joy, fulfillment. Because if you've got a job that is not bringing you any fulfillment and you're not doing anything outside of your work to bring you that fulfillment, then your life satisfaction level is probably on the lower side of the scale. And that's not what we want, right? No. But if you're like me and you want to get paid for work that you find fulfilling, or you want to pay yourself for work that you find fulfilling, then I'm going to do my best here to give you some pointers on how you can go about finding that job. So it really just starts with self-discovery. I feel like so many things do start with self-discovery when it comes to leading a life you can love, going after some new endeavor. But if you don't know yourself, how will you know what you're going to find fulfilling? You need to gain some self-awareness before you just start applying to any and every job under the sun, or before trying to start 5 different businesses that are completely different from one another just to give it a go. Figure out what your strengths are, what you enjoy doing, what you don't enjoy doing, what you have experience in. Looking at what you have experience in, while the experience might not be what you want to continue doing, looking at your experience is going to help you to identify what your strengths are. Because if you're good at something, probably means you've done it before in some capacity. So that's why I think it's helpful to look at your experience. But also, maybe you are looking to further your career in an area you already have experience in. So it could be helpful to look at that for that reason as well. You also want to know what your values are. What are the most important things to you in a job? Do you value collaboration? Do you value autonomy? Do you value creativity or growth? Knowing what's important to you in a job is going to help you identify those roles that are best suited for you. After you do some self-reflection and you get to know yourself better, you can then start to explore what's out there. Do research on different industries and different roles. Think about both traditional roles and jobs and non-traditional roles or career paths? What do you lean more towards? Is working for an organization for you? Do you enjoy like working for someone else? Or do you think you would really lean towards becoming an entrepreneur? Is that maybe more the path for you? Does that, you know, does that seem more appealing to you? Once you nail down what industry or role most interests you based on your skills, your passions, your values, and all of that, then research that specific industry or role even further. Learn everything you can about it before making the decision to pursue it. This is going to help you decide if it is really for you and something you're willing to invest a whole lot of your time and energy in, and potentially a big chunk of your future, right? Before I became a life coach, I did so much research. I learned so much about this industry and what it took to start a business and, you know, what I would have to do to become an entrepreneur and, you know, whether getting certified was the path for me or not and where I was going to get certified. And I answered all of my questions before I just dove in to starting my own coaching business. And I encourage you to do the same, no matter what kind of business you may want to start for yourself and no matter what kind of company or organization you might want to become a part of, do all the research. It's going to help you so much with just gaining clarity around, is this right for me? Am I willing to put in the work to do this? After you do your research, find someone to mentor you that's already in the industry or has already achieved what you're hoping to achieve. There is so much value to learning from other people's mistakes and not having to make those mistakes yourself. And it's also just so helpful having someone you can call on to answer questions for you and to give you insight that's experience-backed. Aside from finding a mentor, just try to connect with people in that industry in general. Build your professional network. Join groups or go to events where those people are. If you have a LinkedIn account, you could do like I do and just reach out to other people who do what you want to do and ask them to have like a 15 to 20 minute virtual coffee chat with you so that you can just pick their brain and learn from them. You'd be so surprised how willing people are to do this. And just to throw it out there, if anyone listening to this right now is going, you know, I'm thinking about becoming a life coach or I'm thinking about becoming a manager, those are two worlds that I have experience in. So if you want to pick my brain over a virtual coffee chat and you need a mentor, just let me know. You can reach out on social at Jamie Smith Life Coaching, or you can send me a note on my website contact page. I would be so happy to chat with you and just give you any helpful nuggets that I can about being a manager or being a life coach. The next step in landing that fulfilling job you want is gaining experience. So invest in yourself, seek out courses, workshops, certifications you can earn to enhance your skills and make you more marketable to potential employers. Add some goodies to your resume. You could also seek out internships or do volunteer work maybe that's available associated with the line of work you want to get into. Or maybe it's finding a part-time job in the industry that you want to get into to start off with, or an entry-level position and working your way up. You also want to make sure that you're tailoring your job search. So this would look like customizing your resume and your cover letter, if you have one, to the position that you're hoping to get hired for. This would also be you customizing those job search websites you might be using, customizing them to the kind of jobs that you're hunting for. And this isn't really tailoring your job search, but if there are job fairs or expos that you can attend as you're on the hunt for your new job, those never hurt either. And you can, of course, you know, seek out the booths or the tables that look aligned with what you want to do and ignore the rest. And then once you've really started applying for all your dream jobs, you want to make sure you're prepared for the interview phase, right? So practice your interview skills, prepare your responses ahead of time to some of the most commonly asked questions. You can find so many resources online for help with preparing for interviews, free resources. I'm actually working with a client right now who hired me for this sole purpose. She needed help with her interview skills and some accountability with job hunting. And I'm happy and proud to say that she just got her first job offer that she will be accepting. It makes me a very proud coach. And one of the things that I always recommend is that as you're preparing for the interviews, make sure you do your research on the company. Know what they're all about, know what their company values are. Usually you can find these on their website or social media accounts. Get a feel for what their company culture is like, and then prepare your own set of questions for them. Interviews are a two-way street. They aren't just interviewing you. You should be interviewing them as well to determine if their company is a good fit for you and aligned with your career goals and your work values. And oftentimes, they'll be pretty impressed that you have a set of questions prepared to ask them. That will just look good on you. Once you start getting offers, be sure you take a little time to evaluate the offers. Of course, you know, look at the benefits, the salary, the opportunity for growth. Check out all those extrinsic rewards. But you want to make sure you're looking at, are you a good cultural fit for them, because that will end up being a big part of where you find the intrinsic rewards piece, which, like I said earlier, it's important to have a good balance of both. And I think a lot of choosing the right job for you has to do with just trusting your intuition. How do you feel when you're in that place or when you're talking with that person? Does it feel good and right, or does something feel off? Do you feel like you're being misled in any way? You gotta listen to your gut. Our instinct is there to protect us. All in all, finding a job that's fulfilling takes time, it takes effort and self-awareness, but taking a proactive approach to your job search and staying true to your values and your interests, you can find a career path that brings you joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment. And something I didn't really cover in today's episode, but I think is important to mention, is make sure you have plenty of people in your life that are, you know, people that just see you as a person, not as a professional. Because what can happen to so many people is you become so fully identified with your job and what you do, and this kind of self-objectification will lead you to being really unhappy. So just make sure that you're creating some healthy space from your work and you're spending time with people who see you just as who you are outside of work, not as what you do for a living. As I begin to close out this episode, I want to share a quote that I really love by a Lebanese poet named Khalil Gibran. I may or may not be pronouncing his name right, but the quote is, "Work at its best is love made visible." I love this so much, and I feel it in my bones that it is true. The work that I do, and especially with it being work that is providing a helpful service to others, helping them lead lives they can love, like I love my life, it feels like me loving my clients. I love the work that I do. So just know that when you're doing work that is truly bringing, you know, this fulfillment to your life, it should sort of look like or feel like love made visible through what you're doing. And where I pulled that quote from, just to share with you guys, because I think that it's a really good share and a great resource that you might enjoy as much as I did, that quote I highlighted in a book that I read called Build the Life You Want by Arthur C. Brooks and Oprah Winfrey. And it's the art and science of getting happier. There's actually a whole chapter that's titled Work That Is Love Made Visible. And there are just so many great nuggets in this book that will help you not only lead a career that you love, but just how to be happier in life as a whole. It's a great resource. So I'll link that book up for you in the show notes. And if you need help with anything I mentioned in today's episode, creating more balance in your life, finding the right career path for you that brings you happiness and fulfillment. My mission, not only on this podcast, but as a coach, is to help as many people as I can lead a life and career they can love. So don't hesitate to reach out. You can schedule a free discovery call with me by going to my website, jamiesmithcoaching.com, or you can click the link in the episode's show notes to book your call directly from there. But that is it for today's episode, y'all. Until next time, go out there and lead a life and find a career you can love.